Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And last week we finished with a classic old track by the Bleach Boys called I Married a Lesbian Sex Commando, which I've got a funny little story about after this. But now, to kick off this week, so we've got the new single by the Bleach Boys, Tony. This is Guantanamo Baby.
Go, 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 Guantanamo, go, 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 Guantanamo Baby.
You're listening to the Cemetery Surfers underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Bleach Boys with their new single, Guantanamo Baby. What I want to know is, what is Bleach Boys, what's their website?
TheBleachBoys.co.uk.
It is indeed. It's Tony Wong, Paulie B and the Internet Nil. That might be the last point you get this week, my friend.
Okay.
That is off the Bleach Boys' new single, I'm calling the A-side, track one, Guantanamo Baby. Track two is called Death List. And it's actually quite similar to a song I've done myself called Everyone I Like Seems to Be Dead.
Oh.
It's all about dead pop stuff. Yeah. And John from the Bleach Boys actually popped round, hand-delivered this single the other morning. He said to me, hey, thanks for playing Lesbian Sex Commando last week. I went, absolutely no problem at all. He goes, I'd forgotten how catchy that was. I went, yeah, it is. It's really catchy. It's a really, really good song. So having a chat about one of his own songs. Cool. Yes, so anyway, aha, so that's that. I've got quite a few things this week, but I'm going to kick off with our first poetry corner of the new year from Joni H. Jizz. She's back in the house, Tony.
Hey, cool.
Very pleased about this. If you have a poem for us, do send it through to paulieb@punkyradio.com. Tightly emailed poetry corner. Here goes. Hey, P&T.
Hi.
In 2012, I wish Punky many new recruits. With home loving Tony and Paul pissed as a newt. Boys, play those great tracks, taking time to relax as you fire off your one-gun salute.
Hey.
Happy New Year, Paulie and Tony. Kiss, kiss, kiss. Don't think she means that.
No.
Joni hates jizz, the Carmarthen carpetbagger. Moving around the country, licking women one city at a time. That quote, of course, comes from Paulie B. I'll do the other bits in the next bit, shall I? Oh, okay. I might do Word of the Week now. I'll do Word of the Week. We haven't had a Word of the Week through in a while, and I'm pleased to say that's now sorted out. Thanks to Fat Boy, who did, you know, he sent this through as a tweet. And I went, come on, mate, let's go through the proper channels here. So here goes. Dear Mr. Edwards, time to dust off the Punky Dictionary and add this latest discovery that I stumbled across on a reputable social media site just this morning to the old Swearsperanto. Clunge grunge. See, I think that should be clunge gunge, but we'll go with clunge grunge. I'm going with clunge gunge, actually. Okay. Used to describe the fluid sometimes excreted by a lady's front bottom, also known as pilchard custard. Yeah, bite, I invented that, due to the odour and colour normally associated with it. Example, there was no way I was parking the beef bus in Tuna Town as her knickers were full of clunge. No, he's been clunge grunge again, but I'm going with clunge gunge, I think would be better. What do you think?
Yeah, I think gunge would be better, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Gunge
of clunge
is gunge music.
Stains. Even Paulie B wouldn't have wanted them posted to him. So, yes, if you really want to be really, really disgusting about the shall we say, the slightly milky deposits of a lady's front bottom, feel free to use the expression clunge gunge. I don't think that's very nice, but thank you, Fat Boy. And if you do have an idea for Word of the Week, do email paulieb@punkyray.com, title your email, Word of the Week. It would seem only sensible now to play some French goth-inspired art rock. What do you reckon?
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. This is now, I did accuse this website I've been using last week as being called Music Clout. They're not. They're called Music Submit. I'm an idiot. But it doesn't matter. It's an industry thing anyway, so you can't use it. Bands, it's a good way to get your music heard by people like us. If you want to upload, just type in Music Submit. You'll find out about it. This band are called Paris and the Hiltons, Tony.
Nice.
What is their website?
ParisandTheHiltons.com.
No, it's not. It's quite a clever one, actually. It's pathrock.com or pathrock.com, or more to the point, P-A-T-H, Paris and the Hiltons, pathrock.com. Paulie being internet one, Tony one. Here's a bit goth. Souls Out of Erebus.
Forth on the godly sea, and we set a mast and sail on this warship, and bore sheep aboard her, and our bodies also heavy with weeping, and winds from sternward that bore us out onward, with belly and canvas, Circe's craft, the Trinquaft goddess. Step dark blood flowing from the false blood, flowing from the false dark blood. Cadaverous dead uprise. Souls out of Erebus. Cadaverous dead of youth and the old. Elpenor came, our friend Elpenor, unburied, cast on the wide earth. Limbs that we left in the house of Circe, unwept, unwrapped in sepulcher. Step dark blood flowing from the false blood, flowing from the false dark blood. Blood flowing from the false dark blood. Souls out of Erebus, cadaverous dead uprise. Souls out of Erebus, cadaverous dead of youths and the old. Souls out of Erebus, cadaverous lost blood flowing from the false dark blood. Step dark blood flowing from the false blood flowing from the false dark blood. Step dark blood flowing from the false blood flowing from the false dark blood. Step dark blood flowing from the false blood flowing from the false dark blood. Out of Erebus, cadaverous dead arise. Souls out of Erebus, cadaverous dead of youths and the old. Souls out of Erebus, cadaverous dead arise. Souls out of Erebus, cadaverous dead of youths and the old.
That was Paris and the Hiltons, Tony, and Souls of Erebus. I doubt very much that they want me to refer to them as goths for the simple reason that nobody wants to be called a goth, do they? Goths don't want to be called goths.
True.
The more goth you are, the less likely you are to want to be described as goth. But the fact is, I quite like it. And it sounds pretty gothy to me. So anyway, thanks very much for sending that through, Paris and the Hiltons. I did like that. If you'd like to hear more music like that, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, more like that, please, and we'll sort it out. You know, I'm all about you, the listener. Now, Tone, yeah. What have you got for me this week?
Got some Facebook comments from our wall. So we stopped doing podcast alley comments, so don't bother anymore. 2012 is the year we finally stopped Give Up the Ghost with Pericos Alley. So, but we are concentrating on our Facebook, so please do leave us a comment on our Facebook wall. Just go to Facebook, search Punky Radio, it's the radio station page, like our page, leave us a comment on our wall and we'll read it out. Alternatively,
yeah, it doesn't take long, and you're on Facebook all day, let's face it, doesn't take long to do it.
Exactly. Alternatively, Google Plus if you want it, gplus.com/punkyradio.
Let's just do one thing at a time here.
Wow.
Facebook.
Really?
You're on Facebook already. Just do a drive-by comment. It's not like you've even got to really do anything. You've just got to type in Punky Radio to your Facebook search bit and it comes up. That's it.
It is easy.
I'll let you talk about Google Plus later in the show if you're a good boy.
Thank you.
Right.
Okay, so comment-wise, so first up, Psychobilly/Rockabilly/Horrorpunk, who just say, great stuff, this page approves. So probably best check those out. Go to our Facebook page, you can click on that link and see their page.
Yeah, very sensible. Mm. Who's that?
Psychobilly/Rockabilly/Horrorpunk.
Oh, excellent.
Mm. Helen Dawes.
Well, hello, thanks. Helen.
Hello, Helen. Well, thanks to Punky, we have made it through the dross of the music year, even surviving the X Factor fallout. Which is not only mind-numbingly dull, but a constant reminder that Simon Cowell lives on the same planet as us. Not a planet.
I don't even know what it is. What's the X Factor fallout?
Don't know.
Well,
end of X Factor. Don't know.
Right.
Anyway, Tony, I hope you finally get your house sorted. And Paul, well, there's only one wish for you. We truly hope that Insane Star sends you those damn knickers. So long, may Punk continue to entertain us. And thanks for 2011. Cheers, Helen and Adrian.
Thank you, Helen AD, and I look forward to seeing you this summer at the Psychobilly meeting. I approve. Yeah, since the start, if you're listening to that, it's not just me that wants you to send me these knickers. It's fans. We're uniting fans and pants across the lands on this one. Send me your pants, woman.
Exactly. And finally, Derek Kosky, who says, not had a chance to listen to this one yet. This is in reference to last week's show. But at first glance, the track Christmas Cash UK instantly made me think of Cashing In on Christmas by Bad News.
Yeah, it's nothing like it.
Nah. That's it.
Yeah, it's nothing like it, but I did respond to that, didn't I?
Yeah, you said nothing like it.
Yeah, I did that. Sounds nothing like it, Derek. What are you talking about? But yes, I'm sure once he heard the show, and he would have done, he'd have realised. But yeah, it's all about money at Christmas, isn't it, really?
That's it for our Facebook wall for this week. Thank
oh, well. Much. Yeah. In that case, then, it's time to get something. This isn't from the vaults.
Okay.
In that we've played it before, but it's from the vaults in that I kind of disregarded this CD when we got it through, because we got it through years ago. It came out in 2003,
okay. This
CD, by a band called Down By Law, who are Canadian, I don't know, sort of ska punk, I suppose. I don't know, more sort of straight. Oh, you'll see. Anyway, it's from the album Windward Tides and Wayward Sails. Now, they had, I think, done very little, but I think they're gigging again, which is another reason why I've sort of dug this out. It was out on Union Label Group, Union Label Record. You know, we used to get loads of them, don't get anything now. Oh, well, never mind. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Down By Law's website?
Downbylaw.ca?
No, downbylaw.com. Unlucky. Oh. I realise I should have asked you after this, in keeping with how we normally do it, but I've done it now. Poorly be the internet too. Tony one. Superheroes Wanted. So, actually, Tony, after listening to that again, I'd describe that more as sort of US pop punk sort of Fat Wreck Chords sort of job thing there. Okay. Anyway, they've got 7 CDs out. They've got loads of stuff to download, so check out the website, you'll be able to find out more. You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Did you do anything last week?
Destroy.
What did you destroy?
Anything in the house that I could get my grips on, really. We've just been clearing stuff out. So, ripping carpets up, pulling cables out the walls. There's an amazing amount of cable in that house. The guy was obsessed.
Right.
There's just extension cable into extension cable, and he's nailed it all around the edge of the wall. So there's just telephone cables into telephone cables. It's like a wiring system inside the house.
It's one of those. It's been daisy chained, hasn't it?
Yeah. All around. Yeah. Up and down the stairs.
But there's nothing you like more than a bit of cable, Tony. Oh. You should have been right at home.
Oh, I'm loving it. Nothing like more pulling it out the work. But yeah, I've bought myself a crowbar now, so probably destroying mission. Yeah.
You bought yourself a crowbar. You do get more terrifying with every week that goes by. Well, I didn't do anything like that.
No?
Tony, no. I did my shows in Hitchin and Letchworth, and they were fabulous. Thanks to everyone who came down. We were pretty much full both nights, and they featured Jim Tavray and Trevor Locke, who were both excellent. And on a Saturday night, we also had Howard Reed, who only lives around the corner, and he popped in and did some new stuff, and he did a new song about getting his kid to wash the car, and it was very funny. And needless to say, I got horribly leathered both nights. Didn't necessarily do myself any favours after the show. I don't really want to go into details there, but no lasting damage was done, I don't think. But yeah, it was messy. It was very messy.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, and the next show's in February. Feel free to check out lastminutecomedy.com if you have any ideas. I also have spent the week doing some research into St. Anton in Austria. Have I mentioned this?
Yeah, you're trying to put a gig on.
That's right. I'm trying to start a gig in St. Anton in Austria. Well, I am going to be starting a gig in St. Anton in Austria because I'm mental. The logistics of it are quite ridiculous. I've been dealing with all manner of people in St. Anton in Austria, including the mayor, who's been in touch to tell me exactly how much he's going to tax me.
Unbelievable.
Anyway, there'll be more information on that in the future, but just on the off chance you listen to this show and you are either going skiing in St. Anton in March or you know anyone who is, will you please email paulieb@punkyradio.com and I'll let you know about the show. At the moment, I have no more information than that, but Tony, needless to say, it is going to be a little bit of extra work for you because I'm going to want to send Anton Page on the Last Minute Comedy site. Cheers, man. Brilliant. Right. We're going to play two songs now in a row, as we do. Listen out for the monsters. But first up, we haven't played anything from TNS in a while, have we? That's not skanking. No. I'm going to change that right now with this. Now, we played a couple of tracks of this a while ago. Rising Strike. You know them. Bite the Hand That Feeds. This is UK Scarcore at its very best. They one of the tracks you played was that one because is it Sopsilistic in it? What was it called? Is it? Hang on, I'm
gonna get right, that rings a bell.
Is it solipsistic in here or is it just me?
Yeah.
Anyway, this one's a bit more straightforward. What I want to know is what is their website?
Risingstrike.co.uk.
It is indeed. It's Tony Two, Poetry and Internet Two. As I say, listen out for the monsters after this, but right now, this is Mr. Fancy Pants.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants. Another fucking scheme.
Dutch Goblin.
Was the Monsters, Tony, and a track called When I'm a Grown-Up, which I thought followed Mr. Fancy Pants quite nicely. That's from the Monsters' latest album, which I have here as well, which is called Pop Up Yours. It's out on Voodoo Rhythm Records. What do I know is, Tony, what is the Monsters' website?
TheMonsters.com?
No, it's VoodooRhythm.com/monsters, and that takes you through to all the information you need about them. Probably be on the internet 3, Tony, too. Have I said you're listening to the Planet Smashes underneath us right now?
Don't think so.
I have now. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Does that mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 bar?
Yep. Another few gigs at 12 bar. Still on Denmark Street in London. Sunday night is still to be confirmed. Not sure what's going on Sunday nights at 12 bar. There's something on, but I don't know what it is. So I'm going to do Thursday to Saturday.
Very sensible.
Yeah. This Thursday, Leadfoot is playing. Leadfoot is apparently from the Hallowveeners. He's a solo now. He's on his own. So how much do you think he is on a Thursday night?
Oh, I've got no idea, Tony.
Have a guess.
Right, okay. I'm not going to go with the usual here. I'm going to go £4.
£6.
Oh, fair enough.
Friday the 13th. Viva Las Vegas. The Cash Band, The Witch Doctors, Rhythm River Trio, and Rachel House. It's Bonnie and Clyde's Renegade Rendezvous night.
It's gonna be great. As soon as you started saying the names of those bands, I knew what it was, but I wanted to hear you say it. It'll be fantastic.
How much do you think?
£6.
Yep.
Yes, yeah, got one.
Saturday, 14th. The Friends of Luca Brasi, The Long Dicks, Luna Wax, Thumbscrew and the Flick Knife Barbers. It's a London calling night.
Good name!
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I realised they're probably two separate bands.
No, Thumbscrew and the Flick Knife Barbers. One band.
Oh, that's brilliant, brilliant. I want to find out more about them. I will find out more about them.
Cool. How much do you think it is?
£6.
It is?
Yeah, so I got two. I should have kept the faith, really. I'd have done a triple.
That's it. That's it for the 12 bar.
Well, if that's it, that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Well, Bob. Right, I'm going to tell you about the next song right now, my friend. Am
cool.
I going to? Yes, I am going to tell you. This again is a band we haven't played in a while, but there's plenty of songs to play off this album. A band from Sweden called TVI. The album's called Nice People. There's 31 songs on it.
Wow.
Most of them are only a minute long. We've played loads. We haven't played this one yet, I don't think. Let's see what you think of this. What is TVI's website?
TVIMusic.com?
No, TVI.se. Paulie B. Internet 4, Tony 2. This is Told by My Mama.
Looking.
You're listening to Surfing Caramba underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That's right, it's a new bed. Long overdue, I know. I've had this for ages, not got round to doing it. Sorry about that. Surfing Caramba are from Chile.
Oh.
Yeah, and they played at Bedlam Breakout last autumn, and we got sent some tracks by them that were instrumental, so I couldn't play them. But I put them together as a bed, and there they are. Are you doing anything this week?
Now I think about it, tomorrow I'm going to see a band, actually. Tuesday night.
Oh, well, that's lucky then that we're making this a day early, isn't it?
Isn't it? Yeah, it worked out in the end. Tuesday night, going to the Maze to watch a friend's band called The Heroes of Switzerland.
Right.
Don't know much more about them than that. I know they're very loud. But yeah, so going to see them at last minute. And then destroying stuff the rest of the week, basically.
Well, sounds like you've got a week of music and destruction.
Exactly.
I've got a week of mental destruction, Tony.
Okay.
Because on Tuesday night, which is the reason we're making the show on a Monday, I'm going to the annual stand-up comedians party at a private members club on Shaftesbury Avenue in central London. And it's the roof bar of this place, and it's kind of, it's covered and everything, but they've got around the licensing so you can smoke inside.
Ooh.
It's very exciting. And I'm not allowed to tell you a lot more than that, because basically it's only comedians and promoters of comedy are invited to this thing. And not only that, but it's only professional comedians. It's not even, you can't just say, oh, I do comedy and go. You've got to be, I don't mean you've got to be well known, but you've got to be sort of established on the comedy circuit to get an invite. So
you can't just tell a joke on the door and get in.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. In fact, if they did hear one by other people at the game, they would be turned away. But what it is, basically, it's like one of these sort of private, secret things that nobody talks about, really. And you get lots of famous comics going. You get lots of people like me as well. Like Ben Elton showed up one year, for example. You get people like that there. And like sort of Joe Brand shows up and various people like that. And then there's the likes of me as well. And it just gets really, really messy. Everybody gets really leathered. And then for the diehards from 1 o'clock, there's somewhere else you can go. But I can't even tell you where that is, because that's limited to the first 80 comedians to stagger there. And then the rest have to stand outside getting really pissed off. It's just mad. So anyway, that's Tuesday. Thursday night, I'm doing Huddersfield University. If you are in or around that area, do come see me down there. I think it's open to the public. I'm not sure. I think it's open to the public. But certainly, it's not very much to get in. It's like £3 or £4 or something. And it's normally a good show. And Friday and Saturday, I'm doing the Hyena in Newcastle on Friday and Saturday night. So who knows? I might even bump into the third man of Punky.
Ah.
Asters Rasters, if you're listening, I'm there this weekend. I should just get in touch with him direct, really. That's about that for this bit. That's what I'm doing. Next track I'll tell you about after we've played it. So in the meantime, just like this for what it is. This is Krongen Breakdown. You're listening to Project Marv underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Krongen. That's from the CD called The Best of Krongen, out on Captain Oi Records. And I've played you that track again. It's not from the vaults, but it is an old track. They were part of the what was known as the third wave of UK punk around about 1982. And they sort of got on the sort of Oi tour. And they're not really an Oi band, but they were on this famous tour with Exploited and Antipasti and one or two, and Discharge, I think, might have been on as well. And my mate Floyd was in the band, and he very sadly died a few years ago. So every once in a while, I think of Floyd and pull out my Krongen. And my mate JJ has always been the drummer in the band. And still drinks in the Vic and Hitchin, and me and him see each other quite a bit. So they were a Hitchin band, Krongen. And for a while, they were quite big. They made sort of top five in the independent music charts, and they were like loved by sounds, etc., etc. And that's out now. And the Best of Krongen's got 26 tracks on it. So you can find out everything you need to know about, really, in one easy CD. What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Krongen?
No, it's MySpace.com/Krongen fans, which is down as an official page, but I'm not convinced it is. But there's not a lot of web presence for them, so that's certainly a good place to start. I'm sure if you got in touch, sent them a message, someone would respond to you eventually. Now then, have you got a track?
No.
Come on, Tony. What's going on here?
I know. I don't know, maybe 2012 wasn't the year of the twat dragon like we thought, and all the twats have been extinguished and sent off to the moon. Or people aren't sending them in. Please do send me a twat. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It's that simple. We're convinced there are still twats out there. I'm sure there are.
I meet them daily.
Exactly. So I just need to know about them. But in the absence of twat, I do have an iTunes review.
So is that a US one?
It is.
Right. So, because we'd like our US listeners to leave us reviews at iTunes, wouldn't we?
Yep. So for the US, I read them out. If in the UK, Paul reads them out. Either, if you're not in either, email me tony@punkyradio.com and I'll read them out. Do leave us a nomination. Do leave us a twat. You don't want to leave us a twat. Leave us a review. Easy way to do it. Go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that. It will open up the music store where you can review us. You need to log in. It's all free. 5 stars only. And we'll read them out. Helps us out massive if you do so. And here's the one review we've had in the past about a month, I think. Here we go. Oh, I say, how very interesting. An eclectic mix of soulful songs, interjected with wistful poem readings and some delightful rustic humour. Mrs. Hearn and Edwards do so entertain with their Kitten Blood Diary readings too, though one does wonder what Milky Pants and a Tuppy are. By Large Chap. Thank you very much, Mr. Large Chap.
How very, very polite.
Yes.
I'm not really, I might know who Large Chap might be.
But it's a US review.
Not sure how he's got. Well, maybe he was on holiday.
Maybe, yeah.
But yes, if you can review us at iTunes, we much appreciate it. Thank you very much, Large Chap, for your thoughtful and considered words.
Beautiful.
Right. So you got nothing else, have you?
I've got nothing.
You got nothing. Got nothing. Well, time for the last track then. And I'm keeping up the Oi theme at the end of the show. It's been quite a heavy show this week, which I'm not upset about, after the very dancey one last week. This is a band called Rust, who are from Australia, and I've been meaning to play this, the first track off their album, in a while. The album's called Lean Mean Street Machine. It's a great album. I've played a few songs off this. Really good. What do I know is, what is Rust's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/RustAU.
No, myspace.com/rustpunk. Have I just won 6-2?
I think you might have done. Yeah, I've not got the last four.
Yeah, it's a good win. Well, in that case, then, yeah. 6-2. Do check Rust out. Lean Mean Street Machine is the name of the album. The track we're going to play for you right now is the first one on it. This is Oi Oi, Aussie Rock and Roll. That was Rust. That was good.
Cool.
I liked it. If you're interested in finding out any more about the bands this week, feel free to just get in touch with me direct, paulieb@punkyradio.com, or indeed if you have the following. A word of the week. Oh, I haven't done bloody Comedy Suburbs. We'll do it right now. I'm so sorry. We got this. It's only short. So's the Comedy Suburbs. This came through from Glumbongo, getting pissed off in the Congo. And if you have a joke for us, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Besides, it's coming so late. Tony, why do New Yorkers sleep under cars?
I don't know.
Because they like to wake up oily.
Nice.
So yeah, there you go, we finished on a joke. How about that? There's a couple of things people should be doing before next week, aren't they, Tone? What are they?
Leave us a Facebook comment on our wall, please do. Search for Punky Radio and like our page, leave us a comment. We need your iTunes reviews, as just previously mentioned. And I want your twats, Tony@punkyradio.com. So please do email me now.
Right, that's it, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I thought you'd switched off. And thanks very much to the three internet radio stations that continue to carry this show, which are
Pussy Skunk, Internet Talk Superstation, and Padunk, PadunkRadio.com.
Indeed, who I had listened to the latter this afternoon. Really good.
Yeah.
Make sure you check out these radio shows. They're really, really good. Yeah, hopefully I'll see one or two of you in either Huddersfield or Newcastle the weekend, Tony. Hope you enjoy the band and destroying things in your new house.
Destroy.
And that's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo.